How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
The most mild morning of the week so far.
Yeah, pretty good.
30 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 40s, and then temperature goes up until we get to next week. But rain, as usual, into the weekend here. So enjoy that.
Okay.
You're the only East Sider in the room.
Mm. Yes.
Resident East Sider.
You got it.
Born and raised.
But like, no. But
no, I was born in Jersey. That's the East Side.
But your schedule doesn't even allow you to have this conversation with me right now.
Oh, really?
Because yesterday, for the first time, I ventured into Rochester's new Carmageddon.
Carmageddon?
What's that mean?
Oh, my God. So on Monday, the bridge project on 490 started.
Yeah, and kicked in.
Yep, we've talked about this a couple of times. For those who don't know, they're fixing that bridge near Pittsburgh on 490, Penfield, whatever.
Okay.
And they're doing the zipper method of getting everybody together on the highway. So I got to get out to Fairport last night, and we got to get there by 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So I leave the house, giving myself more time,
right,
at 10 to 5.
So wait, you're giving yourself an hour and 10 minutes?
Well, I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. Better to be there early. I want to be prepared. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to come up across here. And I anticipated it usually takes me about 30 minutes to get where I'm going. I'm thinking maybe it'll take me 40.
Mm.
From Henrietta going out to Fairport took me 57 minutes.
Wow. God damn, that's like Long Island time.
57 minutes. All right, so here's the thing.
Mm.
I put on my maps on my phone to find the most efficient way.
It'll route you around traffic.
You got it. So it has me getting off at Monroe Ave in Pittsburgh to drive all the way.
So like Whole Foods.
Yeah. To drive all the way down Monroe to get to Fairport. And I'm like, there's no way this is the fastest way possible. So I'm pulling up to the exit. I look down 490. It's already inching traffic going to the
You
got to
get off.
So I'm like, all right, I'm getting off. I get stuck at the
light. So was everybody else.
Yes. Kimmy.
So you hit the avenue at what time?
5:15.
Ooh, yeah.
No, not great.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I've driven rush hour on Monroe Avenue. It's not fun.
No. But it moves.
It's not unbearable. I got stuck at two lights on Monroe Avenue getting off the exit.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Okay, you see that? Okay, you see that?
Well, the avenue is very busy at that time.
No, bro, I've been on busy avenue. Been on that one. I'm telling you, man, I've never seen this before. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I felt like an idiot because I trusted the map. I don't know how long it would have been had I gone the way I normally went. You know what I mean? Have other people been having these traffic issues since Monday?
They got to be.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Because how long is it going to take them to build a new overpass?
It's, well,
like
a year?
Say? No. I thought they said like two.
Well, I thought
at least.
I don't know how long this project takes. They are.
Oh, this is a different project.
They're doing a couple of them, right?
Yeah, it sounds like they're moving down 490 as these things get fixed and fixed, right? So, like, bro, it was unbearable. It was unbearable.
Yeah.
Can we talk about?
You're gonna get to know the East Side really well when you start to take like other routes that on roads you've never driven down before.
No, but here's what I discovered.
Yeah,
there is a massive difference between roads on the East Side and roads on the west side.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Oh, you said it.
Okay, well, no, here's why.
What?
On the west side, Kimmy, the towns were designed more efficiently.
More like a grid.
Yes. There are multiple roads.
Not as windy.
No, you got it. Every road goes east, west, or north and south.
And eventually, if you just keep taking that road, you're going to run into something familiar.
We have no corners.
No, I mean, look, there are 15 ways to get to one place on the west side in Greece, in Chilai, in Gates. It's very simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever designed the bobsled track, slip and slide, stupid ass, there are two roads on the east side that go one direction.
Mm.
96, and that's it.
Yeah.
96 and 69, but that's only when your mom's riding on 96, and I can't see because I got her ass cheeks in my face.
You're doing that to my all right.
Well, while I'm driving.
All right, well, enjoy that view.
Yeah. How?
Well, because it's more winding and casual, and you know, it's very pleasant.
Yeah, no, it's super.
It's aesthetically beautiful to drive through.
It's super pleasant.
It's like you're in the Catskills or out in, you know, the Cape Cod.
It is super pleasant that everybody has to take the same road that you can't see around every corner because you wanted a pleasant aesthetic, you douchebag.
It's winding and beautiful.
Why? Why is it? Did they really do it for that reason? 252-WCMF.
Well, they're all fancy neighborhoods.
But it is also a little bit more hilly. Like the actual landscape is a little different.
You can
everything
go
on the west side is pretty flat.
Okay, Fine, yeah. But how about designing another road or two that goes in the
well,
direction?
Well, you can't, because then you'd be cutting into millionaires' yards.
No, yeah, but you don't want all that extra traffic coming through, no, and then you get the riff and the raff.
But you get all the extra traffic on the one or two roads that everybody is taking. Bro, I got stuck behind one car, the same car,
yeah,
for 23, 24 minutes on Monroe Avenue going out to Fairport last night. It was insane. Here's the other thing that what pissed that? Me off, all right? When you're going into the village of Pittsburgh,
yeah,
right? Because like it's like two lanes, one lane, two yeah. lane, one lane. Like, first of all, does nobody on the east side know how to merge?
Well, they do at their own leisure.
Well, that's just it. Like, you're going up on the bridge on Monroe Avenue right before the train tracks. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. People just go. And it's always like the most expensive cars. It's like, I'm going now. Like, you want to? I'll hit you. I got insurance.
Well, so do they, so.
Okay, but like my, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder for you to get this taken care of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what import shop you have to take well, your right, car
even
to.
Now it's even tougher with that 10% whack.
I got stuck on that bridge for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So then we get into the village of Pittsburgh.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's not. Because you got those homes under the trees before you get to the spot.
Those older, beautiful homes, yeah. Yes.
And this woman in front of me
yeah.
was letting everybody in.
Yes.
Very,
stop being so polite. So,
okay.
Well, go.
One
go.
I get.
Banks are closed. It's after 5.
I watch this one. The light turns. I can see yeah. the light ahead of me.
Yeah.
The light turns green.
Yeah.
I go, all right, here we go. This woman in front of me
yeah.
let six.
Six?
Cars,
come
six,
on.
I swear. I'm counting them. My daughter's in the passenger seat. I'm
that's too much.
Screaming at the top of my
that's
lawn.
Too much. I think the law should be one. That's it.
The other thing that pissed me off.
Is that?
Okay. The Main Street in Pittsburgh
mm-hmm.
is the least efficient street in America.
Well, it's not designed to be efficient. It's more picturesque.
Okay.
Like a postcard.
So, I'm stuck in front of the library.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody is trying to turn left in the library. But there's no way to go around that person. There's mm-hmm. not enough room to go around on the right.
Wait, so you went all the way through the village?
I went there till we got to Fairport.
Fairport is not like the easiest place. Like, there's not like a direct route to Fairport. Like, I don't unless especially
no, you're
if
right.
you're not taking like 490, you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
no, you idiot! If you get off of 490 where Fisher is, you still got to wind around.
Yeah,
you get off on Monroe Avenue. Yeah.
See, you should have come up by my house. I would have helped you out, man.
Shut up! No,
go ahead, do
it's
your
not
thing.
Not how it works.
I could have helped you out,
bro. So this person's trying to turn left in the library,
right?
It is stands.
Well, you got a library, a Starbucks. It's very nice.
There's no shoulder to get around.
No. But they're not going to put a shoulder. It ruins the look of the village.
There's 20 cars
yeah.
back to back in the other lane. Nobody's letting this person in. So I'm stuck there for 5 minutes.
Yes.
While this person is trying to turn left during rush hour into a library because you wanted your town to look really cute with a clock tower, you douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad. I was so mad the entire time.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is this.
What is it?
Getting away from hating the traffic on Monroe Avenue. With this Carmageddon fix of the bridges and everything.
Yeah.
Is this going to get better as people get used to it?
Mm.
Or is this going to be a month?
Something we learn to deal with.
Oh, my. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If it's a months long, years long thing, I'm never going to the east side until this bridge is fixed.
What are you
going
to do with the hockey?
Matters. Who cares?
Now you're done with the hockey?
Now you play tennis or softball.
You're
or
the
or
one
cross.
Who can't really avoid it.
Watch me. Good luck, kid.
Yeah, because I never go out that way that time of day, ever.
Which is funny, because you're the closest to it.
Yeah, but I never, at 5 o'clock in the evening, it's cocktail time. I'm not driving around like a nut.
I mean, I think we are also so spoiled working the hours we do, because anytime I run into, like, the slightest inconvenience of traffic, I am, like, immediately annoyed and, I let it ruin my day.
I understand that. I agree with you. But even accounting for rush hour.
Yeah.
To go from Henrietta to Fairport, for it to take 51 minutes.
Yeah.
51 minutes!
So that's going to be at least a year like that. Because they're going to keep doing all these overpasses. Because they're all rotten. They all got to be fixed.
No, but here's the thing.
The one where you got off, right there in Monroe?
Yeah.
That thing's decayed. And they've already started taking the trees down. That's going
to
get fixed.
Okay, and I understand. Look, I'm not saying don't do this stuff.
I know you have to do this stuff, right?
But, like, I guess what I'm saying is when this gets done on the west side, it's going to be so much easier. Even when they were working on that flyover, Kimmy, on 390.
But that took years.
But here's the thing. I would have to go.
Oh,
get,
yeah, yeah.
My daughters go to Aquinas, so I got to take 390 when I got to go pick them up from school sometimes. It wasn't even, like, that's a main artery of Rochester.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close to as that backed up.
But they had, like, another route, kind of, that you could go, you know what I mean?
But it's because there was another route to go.
Yeah.
Because it was, was the East Side designed before the West Side? Which side came first?
Well, it developed?
Yeah. Like when they laid these towns out.
I think there are older houses on the East Side. Right?
Okay.
You talking about the interstate?
I'm just talking about roads in general.
Oh.
Because like the only theory that makes sense to me as to why the East Side is so hard to navigate.
It wasn't built for expansion.
It wasn't built for cars.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
We want to keep it quaint here.
Well, yes.
Well, then you answered the question, obviously.
Well, I'm asking, though. I don't
know.
The
older side, East Side got developed first and the West Side. Well, if you look where all the old houses are and all that, those mansions and everything, it's all in the East Side.
Well,
so,
I mean, there are old-ass houses on the West Side, too.
I mean, I don't know what you consider Irondequoit, but that's an older part of town, too.
But that's like the city to me.
But yeah. And Irondequoit isn't that hard to get around.
It's a little windy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. More East Irondequoit than West Irondequoit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is weird how, too, just two parts of the same town. I don't know. It's like, you know, when we traveled, if you ever traveled through Pennsylvania, outside of, like, Pittsburgh yeah. and Philly, like, it's a lot like that, right? Because there were those old-ass mm-hmm. towns that
yeah.
all of a sudden existed.
About the same time, yeah.
But, like, you take the interstate, and then it's like, wait a minute. I got to go 5 miles, and it's going to take me 30 minutes. And then it's like, oh, that's why. Because
yeah.
this road is 30 the whole time. Just be more efficient, man.
It's too late.
Knock down some people's houses and make the roads better. How about that? You got enough money, you could buy another house.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't, but people do.
Shut up.
I hear rumors.
It also bothers me that you live out there and don't have to deal with this.
Why is that? Why do you want me to be miserable?
Because I had to be miserable, so I want you to be miserable with me.
I love living there because I can get to everything so fast.
Yeah.
Even like when I go down to visit my brothers where they live, mm-hmm. it does. That's like their life all the time. Like every place they live in traffic. And like we were just in Chicago. I go, I can't imagine going to work in this crap. Mm-hmm. Like, just go to the, coming in from the airport, it took longer to go from the airport to downtown Chicago than our flight from Rochester to Chicago.
Really?
Well, we hit the town at 7 o'clock Friday morning.
Oh, is it busy?
So it's a little bit, a little bit. It's a couple of trucks.
I mean, you know, you always hear people say get used to it, and I get it. I get it that I'm bitching about 51 minutes, and I'm already getting the Facebook message, shut up. We don't live in Atlanta. We don't live in New York City. We don't live in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't care. But, I mean, you must get used to it if you did this on a day. Like, if I had to do
this. Well, you're normal.
Every day. For
yeah.
But still, like, think about just, if you got to spend an hour in traffic each way every day, that's 2 hours of your life.
I told you, my old man, when we lived in New Jersey, and he had his business was in Canal Street, Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
It took him almost 4 hours a day of commute time. Because we only lived like 25 miles from the city, and it took him almost 2 hours to get into the city every day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Think of what you could do with your life if you had an extra 4 hours each day.
Yeah.
Even with an hour each way. Think of what you could do with your life with an extra 2 hours each day. 10 hours extra a week. 5 day a week work.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like you could have a hobby. That's a part-time job. You could love your children.
You can have another family on the side.
100%. The way America used to be.
Yes.
Second hidden families. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bob. Bob says, it's been hell. First day I tried to go on 490. That didn't work. Second day I tried to find an alternate route. That didn't work. Third day I tried another alternate route. That didn't work. I think, Duffy, we just have to deal with the traffic. Okay.
But think of how beautiful it's all going to look when it's done, and then they got to start all over again. I know.
No, you don't.
Annoy you more because it probably affects you the most.
No, it doesn't affect him at all. He doesn't leave the house.
Yeah, true.
I haven't. He's telling me something that's right next to my house. I've not seen yet.
Yeah, but it's going to affect you because there are going to be people taking that alternate route, and it's going to, you know, it's going right past your Wegmans.
Oh, yeah.
It's all well and good till it affects your
Wegmans. That's true.
You own this kind of business. This feels like a no-brainer.
Okay.
Right? And I think you can make an argument that now that this company's doing this, maybe the government should step in and be like, yeah, everybody should do this.
Oh.
Yet, not every business owner feels this way. Because this company that is 100% not necessary on Easter Sunday, giving their employees the day off, has caused another company to go, oh, yeah? Well, we're going to try and take all your business.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So Easter Sunday is a week from Sunday.
Oh.
And yesterday, Lowe's, the hardware store,
announced
that they will be closing all of their locations for 24 hours on Easter so employees can spend time with their families.
Okay.
Seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's great PR. They got a ton of PR for this yesterday.
Sure.
It really helps with employee morale.
Yeah.
And let's be real. How many people are going to a hardware store on Easter Sunday?
A ton. Because you're forgetting something.
What am I forgetting? Emergency purchases?
No.
Flowers?
Yeah. No. So they do big home and garden stuff on Easter Sunday. So they put all those flowers out for mom to go get your potted plants and your hanging baskets.
Okay.
So they are losing money, big money in the basket.
Unless you're getting like a dump truck to move a boulder out from in front of a cave.
I got
Jerusalem.
That going on too.
Bro.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay, and maybe look, maybe you're right. Yeah. You can't tell me they sell enough flowers where they're like, oh my God, we've lost our ass.
But they only have so much time to sell them.
Yeah, but...
The season's short.
Yeah, but when you're really going on a haul, you're not waiting until Easter to do that. Like, if you're getting all your flowers for the season in your backyard and you're landscaping, you're not going on Easter Sunday to do that.
No, I'm thinking of those Easter flowers.
Yeah, but to Pat's point, what's...
You don't know nothing about no goddamn flowers.
How many you could get those anywhere. I mean, I would pick those up on the way somewhere. Are you going out of your way to go to Lowe's to get those?
How many Easter flowers have you bought from Lowe's?
Me? I buy flowers all the time.
No.
From Lowe's?
How many Easter Sunday flowers have you bought from Lowe's?
Why? I go to Home Depot because it's right down the road.
On Easter Sunday?
No. But I'm not a religious gardener.
The religious gardener.
I put it in, I'm more of like, you know, devil garden.
Okay, fine. So you think this is going to hurt?
I mean, it could. When you said that, that's the only thing I could think of. But, okay.
All right, Kimmy, you agree this is a no-brainer for Lowe's?
I think it's a no-brainer, but I'm just thinking as somebody who would maybe end up there on a day like Easter Sunday, it's because like you have a problem that you need to fix immediately.
Okay. Well, sure, too.
You know, like, I mean, it doesn't hurt Lowe's, but it may hurt somebody who, you know, needs a part to something because something exploded in their house.
Okay.
So who's going to stay open?
Well, that's just it.
The other big boy in town.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Home Depot looked at what Lowe's is doing to help out their employees and goes, well, guess what? They have gone out of their way. Home Depot has.
We're open and everybody's working.
You got it. To announce they will be wide ass open on Easter Sunday.
Homie don't play.
So if you are a Lowe's person and you really need some screws or flowers on Easter Sunday, Home Depot will be the place to be. Here is my question.
That's it.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it time to mandate holiday closures for major businesses?
Like, you have to close?
Like federal law.
No, man. Why would you do that to people?
Because
Stuff open.
Most of these places. No, you don't need it open. You don't.
I want Wegmans open.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
All right.
There are going to be plenty of people who want to spend this holiday with their families, and they're going to be forced to work. Or they will be too intimidated to ask their boss for the day off. Or they will be at their shift for 8 hours standing there while 15 people walk through the door. Now, I understand that there are some businesses where exceptions need to be made for specific hours. Like you brought up Wegmans, right? Like if Wegmans stayed open until noon, and then you allowed people to go have the rest of the day with their families, that's understandable. But like for Christmas, for Easter, and Thanksgiving.
They're the majors.
Who is going to argue against federal mandated business closures with the exception?
So basically all retail would be closed.
With the exception of gas stations, because gas stations are necessary.
Well, we need fuel to run America.
You are taking away the excuse, though, for some people who may volunteer to work on those days. Who are happy to miss spending time with family. Because there could be some people that every holiday are like, I'll take it. I got that shift.
Fair enough.
And I kind of thought the family was on the way out.
What?
And based on
religion, maybe, but family.
No, because remember we talked about how many people now eat alone? Like they eat by themselves. We just did this thing where like people don't eat with families anymore. Like I thought the family was going away a little bit.
Okay, you may be right, but even if you don't have family, I mean, it is a holiday. Mm-hmm. These people don't deserve the day off three days a year.
Or just like a day off thing.
So no Dunkin'.
Why do you need Dunkin'?
Because I want my coffee and donuts.
Make your coffee at
home. What about Starbucks?
What about? That's also like Dunkin', except fancier.
Yeah. What if I want some fancy coffee?
So get.
I want it all open, man.
No, but
it's America. We're supposed to be open.
It's America. Work on holidays.
No, like Europe shuts down in the middle of the day to take a nap and a dump, and they don't. In August, they all go on vacation at the same time. You want to live like that, Pat, where people have free time to go to the beach and take the tops off? You want your mother out there sunning her nips? Look, or you want her inside Starbucks hustling coffee in the afternoon?
Whose mother are we talking about?
Anybody's mother. Nobody wants to see your mother's nips on the beach in Acapulco.
Look, I am not arguing for a siesta. My point I'm making here.
Well, we're heading down Siesta Lane.
We're not. Which, by the way, is on the east side,
I believe it is.
Guys like you are the problem here.
What am I doing?
Because you want everything open, despite the fact you will not go to a single place on Easter Sunday.
Well, I like an option in case I want it.
No, but that's what you won't use it. That's what I mean. You want the comfort of knowing that people are working, when you, in fact, will not be using any of their work.
And here's the gasser of gassers. When I grew up, everything was closed on Sunday. Everything was closed on Sunday. I can remember, like, you couldn't do a goddamn thing on a Sunday. Even, like, gas station stuff were closed. Because I remember my old man having, like, the gas up the car on a Saturday night. If we had to, like, in Jersey, if we had to go see my grandmother in Queens, because there was nothing open.
Because I thought everything was better back in the day. So if that's the case, why not mandate this?
I like it like this. Because I'm a spoiled person.
But you don't I'm even... spoiled.
That's Italian spoiled.
I'm a spoiled.
I'm a spoiled.
You don't use it.
But I do. Now, hold on, man. I might go out and get a... I will go to Wegmans for sure.
On Easter Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
For what reason?
I don't know. Shop around, look around, see if some stuff I want to get.
I do wonder...
Get ready for the week?
By the way, I'm sorry. I hated people like you because like when I worked at the prepared food section of Wegmans, Thanksgiving, they were open till like, I think, 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And most of the store was empty the entire morning. I would always pick up Thanksgiving because it was a little bit extra money.
Yeah, yeah.
But like there would be guys like you that would walk in... Just like walk up and down the counter. What's this? Can I try some of this? Okay, bye. Like you're just killing time. Bro, I could be at home doing nothing right now.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to be home doing nothing.
Are there some people though, like let's say you don't celebrate Easter.
Okay.
And you if you're not at work, maybe you're kind of sitting at home kind of almost like missing out. Like maybe there's a feeling of loneliness there.
Okay. All right. No, that's a fair argument.
I'm not saying everybody else is with their families and I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
I'm not saying this is a brilliant idea. All right. I'm simply floating the idea of federal holidays off for three holidays for non-essential businesses, Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. Again, coming off this story that Lowe's is officially giving all their employees Easter Sunday off. Home Depot, on the other hand, swept right in to remind everybody we're open on Easter Sunday. I mean, Kimmy, is it wrong to go with the majority on this one? I would think the majority of people...
No, I mean, like, if you take a vote and the majority of people say they want to come in, then I would do what your employees want more than anything.
I'm talking nationally.
Oh, nationally. This you're saying, like, everybody.
Holiday. Yeah, yeah.
And you can't close restaurants because certain religions and people go out to eat on other when it's not their holiday. Like, Jewish people I know go out for Chinese.
Okay.
It's like
a
big thing.
Sure, well, that's Christmas, yeah.
Yes, and I think they do it on Easter, too.
Do they?
Why not?
Well, because most restaurants are open on Easter.
Yeah. How would you close those? Because those that could be like where they make a lot of their money.
That's a good call.
For like,
on
you know, the season.
I didn't think I went through, did you?
Okay.
Mr. Anti-Chi Chinese food boy.
Anti-Chi Chinese. Chi Chinese. All right. Maybe we make an exception on Easter for restaurants and Thanksgiving because that's a food holiday too. But I guess that's like a lot of people.
Yeah. You got your brunches going on.
Okay. Can we just do it for like big box stores? Is that fair?
Just shut down the boxes.
Well, look, I mean, then
what's your mother going to do? That's one big box, buddy. Everybody's lining up on Sunday.
Like you think of places like Walmart, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There is no reason for any of these places to be open.
There are some businesses that would be unnecessary.
And it's not like these places can't afford it. Like, okay, just in the fourth quarter of last year, Home Depot brought in $40 billion in sales.
Damn.
It's not like they'd like miss that one day on Easter and be like, we're ruined here. It's just greed. It's greed.
But that's what built America.
Shut up. You just said every Sunday was a closure day.
No, but even like the Statue of Liberty, give us your greedy, right? You're needy and greedy.
Go home.
Needy's over here. Greedy's over here.
Go home.
I mean, I'm guessing most of the places you're talking about, a lot of the employees, especially at like a Lowe's, are part-time. So if you're relying on those hours to get you by through for the week, I mean, if you're used to working every Sunday, I mean, maybe you're not somebody that wants to have that day off.
What about a mandated paid holiday for companies that have over X amount of employees?
Oh, so it's a paid day off.
I'm sure anybody's going to take that.
No, yeah. But again, like, no, I don't know why we never have these discussions legitimately. Because, like, I get that, like, the mom and pop here in Rochester couldn't afford to pay their employees. I get that. Well, like, carve out an exception for them. But again, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Target, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, they can afford to give their employees 8 hours of pay on a day off on major holidays. You can 100% afford that. Why do we not have that discussion?
I mean, those owners have yacht payments and McLarens to wash and jets to fuel. I mean, they got their problems too.
Like, I would love to run the math to find out if you gave every employee from, let's say, Home Depot the paid day off for Easter, how much that would set their company back annually.
So let's say it costs them $1 billion to do that over the entire company. Don't forget, they're worldwide.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
It would not cost $1 billion to
How much
pay.
Is Home Depot making?
All right, Kimmy, can you give, let's just go with America.
Mm-hmm. All right, America.
All right, Kimmy, can you Google how many American employees there are for Home Depot? By the way, they employ the most amount of Olympic hopefuls.
Oh, yeah, yes, they do.
According to the commercial, that's always on during the Olympics.
So what do you think it is? $100 million?
I would think it's closer to one day, $100 million.
But you got to
What was that noise?
You're giving all the employees, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's the warehouse guys.
Well, let's go hourly because salary's already getting paid.
But that's the warehouse guys, everybody,
yes.
The boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's a lot of people.
Everyone,
man.
That's not salary.
That's a bill house.
If you're an hourly worker, we will give you paid eight hours off.
What about salary guy?
Salary guy's already getting
salary.
Oh,
yeah, he's sorry. He's
stupid.
Cool.
He's already on salary.
All right, so he's kind of getting screwed.
How is he getting screwed? He's getting paid anyway.
Yeah. But he didn't make it anymore.
Why?
These
guys aren't making any more either because you wanted them to work.
All right.
It seems like a pretty simple concept. Okay. You can't wrap your head around it.
But you know, the man don't like giving nothing up.
I understand. That's why you
once a man take it, he ain't giving it back to
you. That's not an excuse to keep it the way that it is because well, you're not even willing to fight the man. You're stepping, you're in lockstep with the man in your maroon bowling shoes and your already seen tracksuit. Look at you. 1% recycled tracksuit, maroon bowling shoes wearing mofo. Do we have any information, Kimmy?
It's only giving me the number of employees for the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
All right, give me that one.
475,000.
Holy Christ. That's a half a mill house.
All right, but okay. So
and then you got to figure out how much all them people make.
All right, let's say they average make $100 a day. That's fair, right? 500 mil.
So that's close to $1 billion.
No, it's a half $1 billion.
Well, I was closer than your 100
million. No, actually,
million.
We split it right down the middle because I said 100 million, you said a billion, and it came right in the middle.
But you don't
Technically,
know.
Technically, I was closer.
You don't know salary. Something.
Again, salary would not count.
Right.
I can't imagine that people are making more than $100 on average at the Home Depot per day.
But, I mean, there's different levels of employees there,
that's
right?
My point. On average.
All right.
Stay with me.
All right.
On average.
So you say the average employee makes $100 a day at Home Depot.
Is that an out-of-the-way guess?
I don't know.
I mean, the federal minimum wage is, what, 7 and change? It's 15 here. It's
but I haven't had a punch-in job in a long time.
No, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
They're hiding the time clock for Tommy here. Hasn't punched in 30 years. 252-WBC. But let's take one call as we're trying to figure all the federal laws out here. Again, Lowe's announced they are closing on Easter Sunday. So their employees can have time with their family.
Yeah.
Home Depot swooped in. It was like, we're open. We're still going to be open. And I'm asking, would you be able to do a federal holiday mandate? Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, business is off. Shut them down. Let them have time with their family.
Right.
Joe's on CMF. Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Hey, pretty good.
What's up?
So you can't do that just for the, you know, Christian holidays. You have to do it for all the other holidays, too.
Well, but here's the thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
It wouldn't be fair just to do it for the one religion and not the others.
Well, but if you're talking Islam and Judaism, for example, Passover is on Saturday.
Yeah, which is not a federal holiday.
No, it's not. But most of the time, and I know there are laws here in New York State that if I have a religious holiday that I observe.
You get it.
You get the day off. Yeah. So, like, that's on an individual basis. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. That's just my thought.
No, but the problem with this is, like, you know, we're a majority Christian nation, at least people that identify as that way.
Yeah.
So if everybody was like, I need this holiday off for my religion, we'd have to close anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. I just wanted to bring that
Hey,
up.
I get you, Joe. Hey, we're all figuring this out together, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. There, Joe's out. I think he wanted to make an argument, and he lost the argument.
Yes.
Along the way. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're all trying to figure it out here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break.
All right.
It's the most expensive thing you will ever buy.
Yes, and there's a reason for that.
Over time, it costs a literal fortune to maintain.
Right, but it maintains its value, Patrick.
And one place here in Rochester is ready to make it harder to do what you want to do with your home.
Good.
And it's a nice place to live.
Beautiful place to live.
That is, if you don't mind living by their rules. Man!
You need some rules and some guidance and some guardrails to keep things on track.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The village of Pittsford.
Yeah, what's going on?
Has an issue.
Yeah.
There are people upset about the number of Airbnbs that have popped up in their town, at least people renting their homes out every once in a while. And they are calling, or they're calling them short-term rentals because they can't use like an
Airbnb. Right.
This week, the Pittsford Village Board got together to decide if they need to pass a law to regulate rules on rentals in the town.
Well, yeah, like everything else in the world. It needs to be regulated
Story
and controlled.
story on 13 Web does not get into what the regulations could be.
Yeah.
But if they were to enact the regulations, it would be a government telling folks what they are and are not allowed to do with a home that they themselves own.
But everything within reason, correct?
Okay. I'm going to start the conversation to my left.
All right.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
is it fair for a town to pass laws dictating whether or not you are allowed to and how long you're allowed to rent your home out for?
I would say no. But then again, I guess if I was a neighbor of one of those homes, I may feel differently.
Do you own that house that you live next to?
What?
Do you own the house you live next to too?
As the neighbor,
yeah.
you're saying? Yes. Yes, I do.
No, you don't own your neighbor's house. I'm saying it's their house. They own
it. I thought you meant like own the house that's next door.
Because like if you park in a parking lot, you don't like the way that the car next to you like looks. You can't be like, oh, I don't like it. That guy owns it, but I want to change it.
Well, you know what? They should make a law that you have to park inside the lines. Just saying.
I think that is actually a law.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Tommy?
Yeah, what do you think?
Is it fair
that
a town is allowed to make laws, village is allowed to make laws about whether or not you can rent your home out?
Yes, I want these laws enacted, and I want them strictly enforced.
Why?
I actually want to appoint an Airbnb czar to patrol these areas. And make sure there's no shenanigans going on. Because you're going to get a bunch of scuzzbags in there.
In Pittsburgh?
You know what? You're going to turn the place into a goddamn rental slum.
Shut a rental slum in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
A short-term rental slum.
Because you know what's happening? By the way, if these people start snatching up all these houses, right? And Airbnb bums start showing up.
Uh-huh.
People like Kimmy that was looking for a house can't get a house because these guys are all trying to turn it into quick cash.
Here's the thing: like that person, if that person gets that house, they're going to use it, whether it's a long term rental or short term rental. That person's still going to buy that house and turn it into something, right?
No, he's saying that for a home for people to live in, where there's
you
be
can't
no
buy
rental
it
at
because
all.
This guy's turning it into a cash.
No,
cow
I know, but what would
stop
that person from buying it and turning it into a long term rental?
Nothing.
Ooh,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of impossible to prevent.
But to turn around with these Airbnb bums that show up with these ball-washing girlfriends, and it's just nothing but a goddamn party,
but
right?
Nobody that is, like, worried about whether or not they can afford a home is moving to Pittsburgh anyway. Yeah, so it's irrelevant in that town.
No, but we only have so many houses to buy.
Okay.
And you can't get them. Okay. And here's the other thing. They don't maintain these properties.
Oh, shut up,
they
man.
Do not.
Shut up.
Why do you say that? Do you have experience?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well,
so,
please explain.
Every time we've used an Airbnb when we've traveled, it has sucked. Because, like, there's always problems
like
with
the ones in Florida?
Oh, my God.
Florida? How about that one I rented in Maine? I opened up the door and there was a chicken outside. There was a goddamn
they
chicken.
They usually warn you ahead of time.
No.
Hey,
but
beware of property pets.
But chicken ain't a pet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's called lunch.
You get rooms and a free meal and you're bitching about it?
Free meal?
Chicken.
No, man.
But here's the thing. You're admitting that you used the Airbnb.
Yes, I have.
Other towns, okay. You hypocritical bitch.
I will never use them again except for this next trip we're taking. Then I'm done. After this next trip.
All right, so here's my thing.
What's
the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. When it comes to a house, I bought it. It's the most money I will ever spend on anything.
Yeah.
Add to that, I am paying taxes to this town or village for the right to keep my ass living in
and
this place.
And to maintain. To maintain the village.
How after I spent all this money on the house that I own, and I gave you money to keep my ass parked here, are you going to tell me what I can and can't do with my
property? I'll tell you why.
That's insane.
I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because I let you go with your wild-ass rules. You know who's going to show up in my neighborhood?
Who's that?
Yo daddy. With his junk-ass cars and his loud-ass kids who don't listen.
Sure.
And they're up all night. And junk all over the place.
So to be clear, in your scenario,
softball league going on in the backyard, shooting off fireworks with your fat uncle.
In your scenario,
boozing it up all day and
my
night.
My dad is now purchasing real estate, or my dad is renting.
He's the renter.
Airbnb. Okay,
here
in
comes,
Pittsburgh. Gotcha.
Here comes Junkie Joe and his crap.
I want to point
one
out
one of
though,
my favorite dad
Junkie
cover
Joe.
Bands. Junkie Joe and the crap. They do a great mandolin rain cover.
Airbnb guests probably have to follow more rules than your average
but
neighbor
they don't.
Would.
But if they
don't, they get kicked out. That's usually how it works.
But yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of these guys that get in, don't. They set those rules. They don't care. Once they get your money, throw the party. They don't care.
I got
house party 8 over here going on.
House party 8. 252 WCMF, the village of Pittsford is debating whether or not they should pass laws restricting short-term rentals, Airbnbs and Vrbos and stuff like that. And it blows my mind that folks are on board with the town or village government telling people what they can or can't do with the homes that they buy. Why would you want to live in a town that restricts what you are allowed to do with your house?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it keeps everything nice and pleasant and not grimy and loud.
Okay, until
and
you...
And there's no issues with your children.
Until you want to do something with your house you're not allowed to do. It's like when the PGA Tour came to town in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And all those people on what's the road that goes... Is it Kilbourne that goes into...
Yeah.
Okay. They were going to charge all that money to have people park on their lawn.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, this is how we do it. And then the town was like, nope, can't do it anymore. Wait. The rules were great for everybody else. But when you make the rules for me, I don't like it. I talk like a McDonald's 70s cartoon character. Have there been problems in the village of Fairport?
Of course there.
Because there are a few around us, I think. And to be honest, like, I didn't even know for a long time that they were Airbnbs.
No, can you give me an example of a problem with Airbnbs in Pittsburgh?
Wait a minute. We did that jackass down my street.
No,
with
I
those
said
broads.
Problem. You just didn't like the fact that there were Airbnbs in the house.
They were like loud and outside.
Loud and outside.
Yes.
That's the name of the tour for Joe.
Junkie Joe.
Junkie Joe.
Loud outside. No, man, I'm trying to sit around my fire pit having a cocktail and a cigar at night.
Oh, not noise. Well, I'm already awake.
And outside.
I got to hear this drunk woman's Long Island's problems
you
two doors
loved
down.
You loved it.
I'm going to stay at Massapequa. Well, I don't care where you live, lady.
If anything.
Yeah.
A place like Pittsburgh should be welcoming Airbnbs. You have major events at Oak Hill every year, whether it's a PGA or amateur. Or whatever.
Right.
You have two colleges.
Mm-hmm.
You tout Tommy Shone Place and the surrounding areas as like little regional tourist
destinations. It's gorgeous.
Okay. And if I want to travel to see that stuff or spend time at Bill's Camp from out of town, I have one hotel in the town or village that I can stay at, right?
Yeah.
That one. You have a single hotel.
But there's other hotels you can stay in drive. Eh?
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
If I own any type of bar, restaurant, retail space in Pittsburgh, I want all of the Airbnbs because studies have shown if you make people stay out of town, for example, in hotels in Brighton, Henrietta, and Penfield, they're more likely to spend money at bars and restaurants near their hotel.
They're coming into the high end, bro.
Bro, if I have the opportunity.
Not going to your Penfield diner.
There's nowhere to stay in Pittsburgh, and you want people to come to Pittsburgh. How are
he want people to come to Pittsburgh?
The right people.
Oh.
You want the right people to come into your village.
Oh.
Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Law-abiding and respectful to the community at large.
The other elephant in the room with the village wanting to put laws on Airbnbs? Tommy, there's a lot of affluent older folks in Pittsburgh?
Yes, there is.
Snowbirds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Folks with empty homes half the year. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell those people that have lived in that village for how many years that they can't make money renting out their home as an Airbnb when the house is empty already?
You know what? You know, if Claude and Sadie want to go down to Miami, and then let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You're going to run down your property.
Okay.
Because these people aren't going to take care of your stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? And some stuff's going to go missing.
When you start looking.
You're going to lock up the furs and the pearls.
And the furls.
And the furls.
Furry pearls.
Or the feral mink coat you got.
Would you stand back and look at this?
Mm-hmm.
The one town that should be wide open with Airbnbs mm-hmm. that makes the most sense is Pittsburgh. And why they are doing this blows my mind.
But they don't need the coin.
Everybody needs the coin.
Mm. Apparently they don't.
Okay. No, the folks who run the village board don't think they need it, but the folks in town need coin. Everybody needs coin.
All right.
By the way, you don't think people in Pittsburgh have been looking at their 401ks this week thinking, oh, you know what, everything's fine.
Well, maybe not this week.
Happy days are here again.